In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith.
I am a company physician in a large factory. Every safeguard has been taken to prevent accidents, but in spite of this, employees are sometimes careless, and I have to attend to a hand that has become entangled in a belt or wheel. One morning, I sat in my office, preparing the mail for distribution to the various desks.
Dr. Wilson?
Yes? Come in. The girl's name, I discovered, was Bertha. Her finger had been injured in a sewing machine and was bleeding. She sat by the emergency operating table while I examined the wound.
Oh!
I'm sorry. I know it hurts, but it seems to be only a superficial wound of the skin. Now, how did this happen?
Well, I was...
You must not hesitate to tell me, Bertha. Is the machine out of order?
Oh, no. The machine's okay. It...
Were you careless?
Well, perhaps I was careless. I'm sorry.
I reproved the girl for being so careless and set about to dress the wound. There, that should do it.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm sorry I've caused you so much trouble. I'll be more careful in the future.
I contacted the engineer on the floor and asked him to have a mechanic check the machine at which Bertha worked. Later,
there isn't anything wrong with either the feet or the foot, Dr. Wilson. That machine is in perfect condition.
I thought that's what you'd probably find, Joe. But thanks for checking.
Yes, sir. Anytime, Doc.
And with that, the incident was dismissed from my mind. After about 10 days, the same young woman returned to my office. The same finger had been injured, but it was torn much worse than on the previous occasion. The wound was deeper and of a more serious character. I carefully repaired the finger and dressed it. Bertha, why? How could you permit this to happen again? Bertha?
I don't know.
Were you at fault?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it happened.
Young lady, If you are injured again, I will have to ask the foreman to dismiss you.
Oh, no.
We cannot permit such carelessness.
I'll try not to bother you again.
After she left the office, I contacted the foreman of the floor and asked him to make a personal investigation of the machine. And later, he reported that...
There's no fault in the equipment, Doc. That machine is in perfect order.
Again, I dismissed the matter from my mind. Another 10 days passed, when to my astonishment, Bertha was in the office for a third time. She was quite overcome with pain. I saw it was the same finger that had been injured on the two previous occasions. But this injury was really serious. The needle had penetrated the finger, piercing the bone, and it had broken off inside the bone. I had to split the finger down from the end, for the needle was embedded too firmly to be extracted with forceps. I did what was necessary for the finger. Then, I discharged another responsibility. Bertha, I am afraid we can no longer keep you as an employee.
But, Doctor...
You are entirely too careless.
You don't understand, Dr. Wilson.
Bertha, you present too great a risk for the company. You'll have to go. But first, Bertha, the scripture says, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. This is a serious accident. You may suffer from blood poison. You don't know what complications may follow. Are you ready to meet God? Have you arranged with the Lord for your trip to eternity?
Doctor, I...
Tell me, Bertha, have you ever thought about this? Seriously?
Oh, yes, Doctor. I have. I thought of almost nothing else for weeks.
Oh?
I'm not ready to die. I don't have peace with God. And this is the third time I've come here to your office in order that you might tell me how to be saved. You've told others.
Oh, my dear young lady.
I was not careless at the machine, and there is nothing wrong with the machine.
Then how?
I deliberately placed my finger under the needle that first time, thinking that while you were dressing it, you would talk to me about Jesus.
And my mind was on plant safety.
I went away from your desk, disappointed. You said nothing to me about salvation, and I felt you didn't care for my soul. I spent most of the day in tears. The time passed, my soul troubles deepened, and I decided to place my finger under the needle again, but this time to cause a deeper wound, so that you would take more time in dressing it. And so, perhaps... You would think about my soul. Again, you let me leave with no help for my heart. I fell into deeper distress, disappointed and heartbroken. To think you would not help me be saved. I have worked most of the time since then, and I haven't been able to eat or to sleep as I should.
My heart condemned me as I listened to the heart cry of this lost soul. I had been out of touch with the Lord. I had come to work on both of those mornings without being in touch with the Holy Spirit, so that He had not guided me. I had held my mind away from Him and used my eyes for other purposes. Had other broken hearts come to me when I was out of touch with the Lord? And the opportunity to help them lost.
This morning, I came to work, determined to injure myself so severely that you would have to give me more time and perhaps would think of my soul.
Bertha, you did come to me, and I did let you leave with no word for your heart and no gospel for your soul. I'm very sorry. And feel very guilty. I do ask my Lord to forgive me. But now, let me tell you of the Savior who came to seek and to save that which was lost. Romans 4:7. Let's read it. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Bertha, there is a lovely Lord who can give you this blessing right now. Mark 2:10 says, the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. I know that's what your heart wants. And I know that God wants to give you that blessing. Here in Luke 7 is the story of a young woman who wanted the peace of forgiveness, as you do. She came to the Lord Jesus, knelt at his feet, washed them with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head. The Savior, seeing her desire, said to her, you read it, Bertha.
Thy sins are forgiven.
Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace.
And he will do this for me?
Yes, indeed. He came to save you. He died to pay your debt. Now, if you will present yourself to him and tell him that you trust him, he will forgive you at once. We knelt together at the side of the medicine cabinet.
Dear Jesus, I believe thy word, and I accept thy forgiveness.
Oh. Tears of joy now followed the tears of sorrow. Her soul was at rest. As she turned to leave the office,
it was worth it, Dr. Wilson. It was worth the risk of losing my hand. I'm so glad I did it. And I'm so glad he did it.
Christian, are you in touch with God? Are souls turning away in sadness from your presence because you're out of touch and have nothing to give them?
Today's story was adapted for radio by Robert Pratt from the book Miracles in a Doctor's Life by Walter Lewis Wilson. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.